This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's basically what this is. It's a lot of talking.
I never heard this.
A lot of chatting.
I've heard this.
You've heard this song?
It's a great song.
I love these.
Around the back, just a couple mile from the railroad tracks. You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant.
Rest in peace, Alice.
This is the background of the Arcan Thanksgiving party.
We'd find it on the radio.
Okay.
Because every radio station plays this. Every music station plays this on Thanksgiving. And when we'd be driving to relatives in Rhode Island, in different places, whenever we go there, my father would always find it on one of the radio stations, and we'd listen to the whole thing. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I was going to say, you know every single word, so it was okay, kids, all together now.
I don't think I know every single word because it's very long, and it's this like long rambling story.
Yeah.
About how he dumps spoiler alert, they dump garbage near the restaurant, and then the cops find him and they arrest him for littering, and it's right around the time of the draft, so because he got arrested, he doesn't have to get drafted and go fight in Vietnam. It's this whole thing. It's kind of a protest song.
What makes it a Thanksgiving song?
Because it happened at Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
It's set around Thanksgiving.
Okay.
It's a little bit like my favorite Christmas song,
the
Dan Fogelberg, which really has nothing to do with Christmas other than it's near Christmas, or Die Hard. Why is it a Die Hard movie? Because it's Christmas party.
It's Christmas. Alice Brock, by the way, whose Massachusetts-based restaurant helped inspire Arlo Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant, died at the age of 83 last week. It was announced Friday. Her name was Alice Mae Pelkey. She was born in New York City, a lifelong rebel who was a member of the Students of a Democratic Society, among other organizations, in the early 1960s. She dropped out of Sarah Lawrence, moved to Greenwich Village, and married Ray Brock, a woodworker who encouraged her to leave New York and resettle in Massachusetts. Massachusetts royalty right there. Alice Brock, rest in peace. And we will be playing Alice's Restaurant all day long tomorrow in your honor. There you go. So, with that out of the way, usually at 4 o'clock we talk to Scal. He's being moved over to 4:30, so we will talk to him then and get into some Celtics thoughts as well. All the Celtics thoughts right now is positive. I'm very thankful for the Celtics today. You know, you go over what you're thankful for each Thanksgiving. I'm very thankful for the Boston Celtics. I'm thankful for Wick Grosbeck. I'm thankful for Irv Grosbeck. I'm thankful for Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Derek White and Kristaps Porzingis and Peyton Pritchard and Drew Holiday and the whole team, really. I mean, there's not much to really look at with this team and not be thankful for, right? Especially when you consider the current state of these other three teams here in town and how one of them's in a rebuild and it's not going great. One of them should be in a rebuild, but doesn't realize it yet, and they're still paying a ton of money and completely crapping out right now. And then there's the Red Sox, who I don't know if you want to call it a rebuild because they're not a team that's tearing down their roster, I wouldn't say, but they are a team that's looking to add, and when you add a lot of big-name franchises, people consider that a rebuild. So they have to actually do it in order for it to be a rebuild. Otherwise, it's just dragging your feet along and doing more of the same stuff that got you to being a 500 team for the last 3 years with a couple of last place finishes, which is unfortunate. I'm very thankful for the Celtics today.
You should be.
Without the Celtics, it would be a pretty dismal outlook. It'd be a pretty grim outlook here in Boston sports.
Well, we'd be even more embarrassingly all in on Drake May, I feel like. I feel like we'd be putting even more balls in that basket 6 games into his career when he turns the ball over and doesn't really win. And I think we're already tiptoeing in that direction, maybe putting a little too much stock in his early career performances. But yeah, like there's a huge drop off to second place in terms of entertainment value. Yeah. You know, I always go back to entertainment value. If you said, what do you feel pretty comfortable saying you're going to be entertained by? 2 hours of the Celtics, 2 hours of the Bruins, 3 hours of the Patriots, or eventually 2 hours of the Red Sox? It's the Celtics. It's the not Celtics. Close.
Yeah, although they blow people up so much by the time it's the fourth quarter you got.
But that's entertaining.
It is.
Remember the 07 Patriots?
Yep.
The first, like, 2 months of the season? That's entertaining.
It is.
Knowing your team is the bully, is the king of the mountain, is the measuring stick, is fun. And then you have that every once in a while where they toy with somebody and it's close early and you're like, oh, no, are they going to? No, they're not. They're going to have a bunch of points in the second quarter or the third quarter, they're going to pull away. You know, they get a healthy guy back.
51 in the second 2 nights ago, yes. Yeah,
so. Or even in the, we've reached the point you watch the garbage time and see how that plays out and who's going to score and who's going to, or are we going for a threes record in this game?
Right.
Or, so they have so many layers of entertainment value, but also the most important thing is they marry it up with they're chasing a banner. They're the defending champions who are the projected champions this year. It's pretty high on your horse right there. That's
absolutely
a good spot to be.
Even the Bruins, when they're good, and I'm using good in quotes here, like even that year where they set the regular season record, we all were kind of like, let's see how they do in the playoffs. It's really all about the playoffs. The playoffs went about as badly as they possibly could. But even then, even if they had won a round, you still would be going, okay, they got to hold on here. They're going to do it. You don't feel that way about the Celtics.
Because they won.
With the Celtics, who's going to knock them off? Who can beat them?
But we felt that way last year. There was still doubt because they hadn't finished.
Right.
We're still questioning Jason Tatum. Is he the alpha? Mm-hmm. Can he lead them to a title? Now, I guess the question is, did he lead them to a title? Can he actually lead them to a title the second time around? But there would be a lot more questions about this Celtics team, obviously, if they hadn't won last year. But they did win. So that buys everybody a certain cachet and swagger that they're taking full advantage of. And then you get into, because you're not so anxious about the results, because you pretty much assume they're going to, now you start to be like, hey, that Derek White guy, he should be an all-star this year.
Yeah.
Our fifth best player's an all-star. That's how good we are. Or the personalities.
You think he's their fifth best player? Or were you just saying that?
I was just throwing it out there because
I think he's their third best player.
He probably is. Yeah. But it sounds cooler if your fifth best player's an all-star.
It does sound
That's why I kind of did it that way. But you're right. Because Drew Holiday hasn't actually been great this year.
Offensively, he's not been doing a lot. I mean, he's the point guard, so I mean, he hasn't been shooting as much. Derek White, I think, has kind of passed him in that regard, but he's still a great defensive guard. I mean, he's right up there.
The things he does don't show up in the box score. I love those kinds of guys.
Okay, Marcus Smart. yeah, sure. I mean, people do say that about all sorts of players. I don't think you're hearing a lot of that about these Celtics these days.
No.
Just everybody in the role that they're in seems to be thriving. I think that's fair to say.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, and we started debating even before the season. It was about nobody fears them, or did people build to beat them or not build to beat them, blah, blah, blah. Then, I mean, we get back to the philosophical things that we always talk about, the threes.
Yep.
You know, the threes versus twos and Missoula. But I feel like for them, We manufacture questions. We started that before the season. Like, what's your biggest fear? Well, it's Porzingis' health. It's,
yeah, the big men, right.
It's I don't know, Brown and Tatum and egos down the road. I don't even know.
I don't even care about that anymore.
You shouldn't.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
I think this Celtics team is more cohesive. I don't know if that's the right way I want to describe it, is tighter. I think this team, and it should be, you won together, so mm-hmm. I think there's a certain, like, relaxation or breath. Okay, the pressure's kind of off. And I think you can see that Jaylen Brown is more comfortable in his own skin. Joe Mazzulla is more comfortable in his own skin. I think Jason Tatum seems looser this year,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Like, all these guys seem looser, and that's good. Now, the pressure will build at some point as you get into the postseason. You know, when we had
NBA Cup, you know, I got the semis coming up here.
Did you see the orange court last night, which wasn't orange enough for my liking?
The Suns?
Phoenix, yeah.
I didn't.
It wasn't bright enough.
No.
It was almost like a peach more than a bright
Your
orange.
Your complaint with these courts is that they're not bright
Just
enough.
That one. I thought because the other courts had been so bright, the Celtics green, the Wizards red.
Red, yeah.
Was really bright.
It's like Kenny Rogers Roasters.
I actually saw on Twitter, starting soon on TNT, Orange Court in Phoenix, and I went to it, and I put my... And I was like, it's not... Because I love orange. It's my favorite color.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted it to pop. I wanted to go get my sunglasses and put them on. It didn't pop. It was kind of peachy.
You might be the only person I've ever heard have that take, that they're not bright enough.
Yeah. No, I want...
And hey, I'm proud of you for sticking your neck out on that, but...
I wanted more brightness. If you're going to give me orange, I want to have to, like,
burn my retinas. Make it hurt to watch this basketball game.
Might be the only person I know whose favorite color is orange. I don't think I've ever heard that one.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Is that not a
My favorite color is orange?
Yeah, I don't know a lot of people whose favorite color is
red.
Were you going to say black?
Yeah, some people.
That's
like,
a dark person.
No, gothic people, yeah.
I got doubts about that
like
person.
Goths? Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I don't know a lot of people.
I've never heard orange.
I've never heard the most. You don't wear a lot of orange for someone who likes it so much.
So it's hard to pull off some of the orange. I had the windbreaker I actually wore, I think, earlier this week or something.
Yep.
It's usually visors, sneakers, mm-hmm. something. What do you think of an orange truck?
That's bold.
Yeah, I know.
Something my son would play with.
Got to go to the Department of Corny.
Why is that?
To check in. I'm not saying that it's necessarily.
What's corny about an orange truck?
Would have to check in with the department.
I'll go with abnormal.
Orange truck, it's loud. I'd say that. You see an orange truck, you notice
it. It's a statement. You're saying something.
I also feel like it's a chance that an increased tickets.
Exactly, right. The cop's going to remember that orange truck. Oh, yeah, it's this guy.
Absolutely the first one getting yanked on the pike.
The orange truck, here he goes. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll stick with like the gray, silver, or whatever now.
I always thought that about like vanity plates, too. You spend extra money just to get more attention, right? You know, who's really paying attention to those other than the police? I know in New Hampshire, I think, it's not any extra money to get those. You can just get whatever you want.
Because there's like four people up there.
Right. But yeah, in general.
Sorry, New Hampshire.
I always thought it was... I saw a guy that was driving around in a pickup truck and his license plate said, Re-Up Man. And I was like...
That's questionable.
Why would you put that on your car for everyone to see? Like, if I'm a cop and I see the re-up man go by, I'd be like, wonder where he's going. Let's follow him for a few miles. Let's see where the re-up man's going.
I don't know what that means.
Re-up?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you off the air.
To get more, it could be anything.
Why am I never in on the joke?
To stock up, re-up on toilet paper.
Yeah, we need to re-up
on more
drugs?
Toilet paper.
Well,
that's usually what.
Okay, that's clearly not what you guys are insinuating. Hart, I'm with you on this one. I'm missing this one.
I need a lame-o with me.
You ever watch The Wire? You ever watch The Wire?
No.
Oh, jeez. All right. There's a lot of re-up men in The Wire. Let me put it that way.
Okay, so it's drugs. Just say it's your drug guy.
Sure. I don't think the guy was a drug guy, but it just seems like that's the insinuation I would take from it.
I always have trouble with those. Sometimes you can read them in different ways, depending on where you kind of break up the words.
Mm-hmm.
And I always wonder, like, you know, which they meant.
I know in Virginia there's this viral one where it was like, you know those special plates they have? And it says like children first. And someone in Virginia made their vanity plate say eat the children. Well, that was funny. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Jay in North Carolina. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, guys. Speaking of entertainment value, that's why I listen to your show.
Thank you, Jay.
You guys are the entertainment value.
Appreciate that.
Thanks.
But listen, have a good Thanksgiving.
You too.
I wanted to tell you that my sister made the mistake of saying that she'll take me out to dinner with her credit card, and that's going to be a big mistake.
Nice.
That's okay.
Where are we going? Where are we going with the credit? What type of cuisine are we going for here, Jay?
Golden Corral.
Oh, hello.
But listen.
Making a couple trips to that buffet.
My Christmas wish is that we get a young Logan Mankins and a young Matt Light for the offensive line. Somewhere help poor Drake May out. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jay. My Christmas wish is that your sister gives me her credit card so I can go to Golden Corral and just go to town. Because, you know, I haven't been to a Golden Corral since I was in college.
Are there any around here?
I don't know. But I remember driving back. So I used to drive from Colorado back and forth. I didn't like to fly if I couldn't. And you pass about 800 million Golden Corrals. And I would stop at just about all of them. They got the little gift shop. Food is immaculate. And, yeah, that would be fun.
How long would that take you? Like 30 hours?
Yeah, I'd stop in, like, Chicago and then go the rest of the way the next day. But, yeah, it was a long drive. But a fun one. Anyway, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Brian Scalabrine will join the show right after Dan Ball. Get you caught up on what's trending.